Come and chapter 5, Mishnah 4. Shor shehaya miskaven lechaveiro. So a bull intends, it's fela, intends to gore another bull. Vehike isa isha v'yatsu yeladeha. And it, instead of getting another bull, don't know, it like misses or whatever, but it gets a woman, right? It gores a woman instead of another bull. And what happens, this woman is, she's pregnant and she's carrying and she miscarries because of this goring. So patamidme vlados. So says the Mishnah, the owner of the bull doesn't have to pay compensation for the fetus that has been miscarried. And we'll see, he brings over here, just now, he learns out from the psukim that it's only that only if a man does this kind of injures a woman, so that a fetus is miscarried, only is in that case is there liability for the fetus. But if a bull does it, there's no liability for the fetus. The Adam Sham is kaben lechaver. Sorry?
If he gores the woman,
yeah. For if he damage to the woman or killing the woman, whatever, is liable, but not for miscarrying the fetus.
That's not only for goring.
Yeah? What do you mean? Yeah. Okay. But Adam Sham is kaven lechaveiro. So, but if a person does this, he intends to hit another man, and this is the psukim in the Torah. Vehike esa isha v'yatsu yaldeh. And he, instead of getting the man, gets the woman, and she miscarries the fetus. So in this case, misham dumei vlados. He has to pay compensation for the fetus that he's miscarried. Ketzad misham dumei vlados. And how does he pay compensation? How does it work? Shamin esa isha kamahi yafa ad shelo yaldeh v'kamahi yafa mishyaldeh. So we work out the difference between what the woman is worth when she's pregnant, right before, and the difference after she's pregnant. And that difference is what, if she would like to be sold on the slave market, that difference would be what he would have to pay her. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gemaliel, he says, Im kain, misha isha yoledes mashbachas. He says, no, on the contrary. When a woman is pregnant, there's a danger to her life. And so women are actually worth less when they're pregnant than afterwards, because a person buys that woman, let's say, if she was sold on the slave market, maybe she's only going to last another month. Maybe, chas v'shalom, you know, maybe she dies. It's only after. So he brings over here, actually, this is only for the machlok, this is only on the first birth. Because by the first birth, we don't know how the woman's going to be with childbirth. But he brings over here that subsequent births is less of a risk, and there they agree that it's a different thing. So he says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, Elishamin es havlado is kamahain yafin. Rather, we just take the value of the fetus, v'noisna in labal, and that's what we pay, So v'noisna in labal actually brings in the Gemara as a completely different section. This is according to everyone, according to the Gemara. The money that's paid goes to the husband, doesn't go to her, which is interesting. She doesn't get the money. The money goes to the husband. The im ein la bal, and if there's no husband to pay, noisen le reisha, if it goes to his heirs, and ha'as a shifcha v'nishtachrara, if it's a maidservant that's been set free, in other words, she was a Canaanite maidservant, she was set free, now she's Jewish, and she's got no relatives, or gioris, or a normal convert who has no relatives, pater, then there's no payment, because there's no one to pay. In other words, in all these cases, it doesn't go to her, which is interesting. And he doesn't bring it over here, but the Gemara learns it out from the psukim. In the wording of the psukim, you see there's extra wording over there that says to the husband, and it learns out from the extra wording that the payment has to go to the husband and not to her in these cases.